Welcome inside the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast. I'm John Ledyard from thedraftnetwork.com, along with Trevor Sikkema, also from thedraftnetwork.com, here on a beautiful Thursday morning of Shrine Game practices, the final day of Shrine practices. Lots of big impressions from the week that we've already gone over a lot, but before we get to our final impressions kind of Shrine Week and what we've seen so far, we got to talk about the Senior Bowl rosters. And a couple guys who were off the roster when the final groups were announced today. Josh Allen from Kentucky. This happens every year. I tell people, don't get your... There it is. There you go again. You're going to get people riled up on Twitter, riled up on social media. Who's this guy calling people cowards in the podcast? We seriously got that message.
Yeah,
as if people didn't know it was a joke.
It's not... Yeah, kind of like you said, it's not surprising. I think we're disappointed because we all wanted to see Josh Allen.
There's nothing for him to gain from it.
But truly, to be honest, it's just like, I don't want to get in trouble, but I mean, like, it's just like a bowl game, right?
Yeah.
It's like you don't, less if you are a top 10 pick. Now, even for, I would say for guys who are first rounders, maybe the Senior Bowl is kind of nice because, yeah, you're not going all out. You're not like full on tackling. You're getting some NFL coaching. It could help you out. But certainly, like, if you're a top 10 pick.
That's what I mean. There's no,
you really don't have to go.
Right. I mean, there's no loss for Josh Allen not being at the Senior Bowl. Like, there's nothing. Everything's on tape. He played in the SEC. Like, he played against great competition. He produced against everybody across the board this season. You know, his numbers were unbelievable. He gained weight. It's obvious to see. Everybody knows his play style, his play disposition. His coaches rave about him. You know, there's not a whole lot to prove. It's not like he has to go talk to teams or any, you know, nothing about him is going to be.
They're
going to
come to him.
Really. Yeah, exactly.
In Indianapolis.
Right. So they're completely understandable decision from his perspective, from selfishly. Did I want to see a top 10 player?
Sure, yeah, obviously.
Absolutely. I want to see him work.
Love to see him. But.
Chase Winovich drops out, injury related, by the way. We may have more about that in the future, but think that'll be something to keep an eye on with Chase Winovich. But he won't be playing in the game, which leaves us a little bit short at edge defender. Christian Miller also, by the way, not on the final roster, was unable to give it a go. Still nursing that hamstring injury. They're confident, they're hopeful that he'll be ready to go by the combine. So hopefully nothing interferes with it there. But it wasn't going to be 100%, and definitely with hamstrings, let him rest, you know. So, again, we want to see these guys there, but a smart decisions if you're not healthy.
Yeah.
It's not that kind of a situation, you know. Don't strain it.
Did Clayton just, like, straight up get replaced by Tyree?
No. That would be funny.
They just, like, trade him out?
They just said, listen, we made a mistake. You're actually not one of the best. So now you're gone. No, he has an injury, too. So
I always wonder about that, though, because they sent out those invites so early. I'm like... Because they send out a ton of invites, and I guess, like, they know that some of them are going to say no,
probably.
But they don't know that for sure?
Right.
So, like, what if they all just, like, accepted?
Well, I think they only send a certain number until they get a decline back. Now, what happened with Tyree Jackson was they knew that McSorley was banged up, and I guess they've known Thorson was probably banged up. But also, they wanted to have a ninth quarterback. I think they would add nine if it came to that. I really do. But in most situations, I don't think that.
I don't think they would have added him if they didn't.
Maybe they knew. I really don't think they would have had more than four. Maybe they've known Thorson was dropping out this whole time, but you know, to get reps for everybody, that does make sense. But yeah, I don't know if they would have been able to do it then. If Thorson,
who would you have rather seen, Trace McSorley or Clayton Thorson? Because both were hurt. That's why I asked that. Because we thought that Trace might be the guy that they knock out.
Right, right. I would rather see McSorley just because...
he's a gamer.
Yeah.
He's a winner.
Well, there's a little bit of that, QB but also wins. I just feel like there's not... Like, Thorson's tape is obvious. Like, you know, McSorley, you know, how smart is he? How accurate can he be at all levels of the field? Like, when I'm there in person, like, I just feel like I kind of know who Clayton Thorson is, where, you know, Penn State's offense is... A lot heavy RPO and like a lot of that kind of stuff, and so I want to see, you know, how does he do with more traditional concepts and more pro style stuff that he'll be asked to do and there. So I think, yeah, I'd rather see him there, and plus I think he brings a lot of energy to practices, and I think that'll be an interesting dynamic as well. But I think that the Senior Bowl shakeups, you know, not necessarily ideal for us, but understandable from the player's perspective, but.
Happens every year.
Right, there will be. And we'll have more to say kind of and talk about in preview with the Senior Bowl show with our Senior Bowl with our guys, Cal Krabs and Joe Marino, tomorrow. on the Super Show that we do for Friday. But I think it's been a good week for the Shrine Game. Players are starting to really stand out. I thought it would be interesting to go through with you and kind of go through the roster. And we could say, if we haven't seen a guy, we haven't seen him, okay? You know, okay. No, you haven't seen enough of him to say, okay? But if one of us feels a certain way, then we got to say, can play or can't play. And that means they can play, they have a shot to like play in the NFL.
Like a roster or like meaningful minutes?
A roster spot. They have a shot to make a final 53 in the NFL.
Okay.
And so I feel like if we go about it that way, we can eliminate some guys.
Okay.
Obviously. Yes. We're not trying to be like harsh or rude to anybody. We've been wrong before once or twice, so don't give up on your
dream.
Can't
remember, but you know.
Once or twice.
I thought it was wrong once, but then I was wrong.
You were wrong about thinking being wrong.
I was wrong.
Right. Does it count that you were wrong or
no? Maybe not. That's just where the joke ends. We can't get logical in it.
I agree completely. That's very easy for me to do, not get logical at all.
Are we starting with the East team?
We're talking about the East team. Okay. Jordan Ellis, running back for Virginia. Can he play in the league or can he not?
I would say yeah. I think he's playing in the league.
I think he's got a shot, yeah.
Yeah. I think he's a depth dude.
It's going to take a lot for me to say no to a running back. Terry Godwin, definitely.
Yes,
definitely,
he can play in the league.
Absolutely. Ryan Davis, definitely 100%, yeah. Marquise Young, yes, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, uh-huh. Good size for running back. Catches the ball really well. Had like 92 catches in his career at UMass. Mm-hmm. So,
dang.
Yeah, valuable skill set. He'll at least get a shot. Terry Wright, Purdue. Can he play in the league?
There have been times this week where he like really flashes that he is just straight up more explosive than other people. Like in and out of his routes. So I think like because he has that trump card of like an explosive short area quickness, I'll say that yes. But I don't think his hands have been nearly consistent as they needed to be for him to like stick around. And so like, does he have a shot? Yeah, I think he has a shot, but that's kind of where I put that. I don't know where you are.
So he maybe falls in the maybe category. I'd agree with you, but I would tend to think that he probably won't stick in the league. But we'll see.
Yeah.
Jordan Tiamu, definite yes for me.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
David Blau. No. I think he can make it as a QB3.
No.
No?
Nope.
All right. Maybe a little difference of opinion. I think he's got an outside shot.
Nope.
He's got leadership ability.
Nope.
Teams like that. Taylor Cornelius, Oklahoma State.
Nope.
Nope. I don't think so either. Jamal Custis,
yes.
Syracuse.
Yes.
Yeah, he can stick, maybe. He's going to have to run better than 4.7s to have a shot, probably, though, right? If he runs 4.7, he's cooked.
Yeah, we got a problem if he's running 4.7.
So 4.6, can he get to 4.6?
He has to run, like, low 4.6s, yes.
I think he will.
To be something, yeah.
Jamal Custis, ladies and gentlemen, yes. He's in. We don't know anything about kickers, so we won't talk about him. Ty Johnson from Maryland. Haven't seen much this week. I haven't seen enough to say.
Yeah, I really haven't seen enough of
Darnell Woolfolk, U.S. Military Academy.
No.
No chance.
No.
No chance. Sean Rawlings, Mississippi. No. Less butt than I've ever seen in an offensive lineman. I've never seen a body like that in an offensive lineman. He's listed 293. I think he's 273.
Hey, he got 293 with no butt.
I mean, his pants are falling. His football pants are falling off him. Normally, those guys are butts like bursting out of those pants. You know what I'm saying? Junk in the trunk. Rawlings got nothing, man. Tyler Jones, North Carolina State. Small guard, outside zone.
I have not focused on those guys enough.
Outside shot, maybe.
Okay.
Alec Eberle, no chance. Stop me if you have a thought on an offensive line. Okay. Lamont Gallard, outside shot.
Yeah, the ton of scouts been talking to him this week, so I think he does have an outside shot.
Georgia guy, yeah. Oli Udoa, yes.
Yes,
at the very least, a practice squad.
Yep.
Justin School, Vanderbilt.
No, I don't know anything about him.
Maybe practice squad. I'm not totally wrong. He hasn't been terrible here. Bunchy Stallings, Kentucky. He's got a shot.
People have been talking about him, but I don't know.
He's day three.
Okay.
Day three. He's got a shot. He can play center guard. He's a mean mauler.
Okay.
He got a shot.
All right, I guess.
Josh Miles, Morgan State. I want to see him get developed. He's a practice squad guy, I think, but unbelievable traits. I mean, his frame's awesome. 6'6", 3'10". I definitely think he has a shot to make it.
Okay.
Nick Allegretti. Normally, I would say no. This guy reminds me so much of BJ Finney. If he's scrappy enough, he just might make it work. If he's in the right organization that values that, his traits are terrible, though. I mean, he's a small, you know, guard/center, but he's feisty. I'm going to say yes to Nick Allegretti. I think he can make it. Ethan Greenidge for Villanova. I'm not feeling it. I haven't felt it in any practices. I would like to see more of him, but based on Shrine, haven't felt it. Martez Ivey. Go ahead.
You're
not gonna say.
I mean, he's not been good for Florida, so
he's cheeks. I don't think he can do it. I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't great at Florida, so yeah. I can't really think he's good.
Tyree St. Louis,
I guess, sure, outside chance, whatever.
Yeah. Now we're through the offensive lineman. You can relax. Daniel Helm, Duke, dropped a couple passes.
No.
Tight end three, maybe. No. Nah, nothing really interesting.
No.
There. Matthew Sokol, Michigan State. He's a little more athletic. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen enough from him.
Just a dude.
Jesper Horsted, Princeton. He had a good day today.
He's going to be on a team.
Peace, yeah. 4'7 guy, right? I can't see him running. Is faster. Is he a 4'7 guy?
When you said 4'7, I thought you meant height, and I was like, no, he's a little taller than 4'7, John.
He's a legitimate 6'4.
I think he will be a late day three dude.
Okay. So you think he gets drafted too? Wow. Okay. All right.
Late day three
dude. I think he needs to put on like 15 pounds and be a tight end. That's what I think. We'll see if he can block.
Jeez. Okay.
DeMarcus Lodge, definitely. Yes.
Yeah.
CJ Conrad.
That's all I got.
There's not there. That's all I got. Excited about. Yeah. He's an outside shot to make it if your tight end group is bad. Delvin Randall. How does he test? He'll definitely make a roster. He's smart. He's played both positions. He's played in the box.
Yeah, he's going to. Yeah, I think he'll.
He's made plays on the ball. Good size. Mm-hmm. But is he a great. I don't know how great of an athlete he is. Derek Beatty.
I don't think that he's very good, but I do think that he'll get a shot.
I do think so, too. I think he can make a roster, fairly practice squad, but he is not. I was hopeful for him coming into the year, but not so much now. Jimmy Moreland, tiny guy.
100%.
He's a baller. Yes. He's a scrapper.
Yes.
Late day three pick, nickel. You feeling like a
mid day three pick, nickel.
Like like a Brian Poole type of, type of player. All right, Jimmy Moreland, I agree. I think he's got what it takes. Rashad Fenton, South Carolina.
Haven't watched a lot of him, though.
Haven't seen a lot of him here. I didn't see much in South Carolina suggest he was going to make it. Don't know anything about the punter. Tim Harris from Virginia. He had a pretty decent day today. Good size for a corner.
He had a decent day.
I'm going to say yes to him. I want to see what he tests like. But he, Saquon Hampton, the safety from Rutgers, I feel good about those guys getting a shot, making a roster.
Okay.
Lucas Dennis from Boston College, man. Let's see how he plays in the game. Let me just say that, because this guy, he struggled to tackle at Boston College, so it's going to be important that he shows that. Chris Johnson, North Alabama, haven't seen enough of him in these practices.
Same.
Michael Jackson.
I mean, he's Miami. Got the shot, but I mean, it's another guy I'm not really encouraged on.
No, I'm not encouraged by him necessarily this week, but I feel confident that he'll be on the roster.
Here. Yeah, for sure.
Isaiah Wharton from Rutgers, have not seen enough.
Got hurt early on.
Right. The first day, the beginning of the first
day. Malik Carney, for sure.
Yeah, Carney's in. Zedrick Woods, Mississippi. I know from tape he's not an athlete at all.
Have not watched
Special teams are his best shot. Khalil Hodge, Buffalo.
Probably.
Need to see more of him.
Probably.
He might have a shot here, yeah. Sion, help me out. BYU linebacker, Takataki.
It's the same word twice. There you go.
Yeah. Takataki, yeah. All right. He's shot. This kid's pretty good.
He played well. Too. And he's gotten a lot of attention from scouts, too. Yeah. So.
And he's athletic. He's fairly athletic. I'm pretty excited about him. Trey Watson from Maryland.
You with running backs is kind of like me with linebackers. It's hard for me to say that any linebacker can't play, because if you get on a team and you stick and you give it effort and you run on the ball, they'll keep you.
Just automatic. Your special teams. Your linebackers.
Are special teams. So
you can tackle and hit.
Hey, Trey Watson. Yes, Ulysses Gilbert. I really like Ulysses Gilbert over the last week. So those are all the
linebackers I believe can make it. I think Cole Holcomb.
They've got a shot. Yep.
Obviously, how they test will be important, but based on what we've seen here, I think they can make it. Michael Dogby, Temple.
Don't know anything about him other than he absolutely ravaged teams on Wednesday. So
yes. The first two days, nothing.
Yeah, right.
It was crazy on Wednesday. Yeah, he had a good day. He's small for an interior defensive lineman.
His 280, not good.
Yeah, his not only great. Hope is being a good pass rusher in the NFL. Because, again, your defensive linemen, they don't get those special team spots most of the time, unless they're freak athletes or something. So he doesn't have that built in for him. So now you've really got a situation where how are you going to help us in a rotation? It's not going to be as a run plugger, so it's got to be, I think, as a pass rusher, a rotational pass rusher. And I don't know if he's good enough in that area. So I don't know. I think he's got his work cut out for him for sure. Jordan Brailford, Oklahoma State. He's got a shot as a depth guy, but there's no ceiling there. He's not a high ceiling player.
I agree with you.
You agree?
Yeah. I agree.
Cal Phillips, Tennessee. Here's why he's got a shot. He can play inside and outside, and he isn't great at either, but he isn't bad
at
either.
He's definitely going to make either a roster or a practice squad, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Probably practice squad.
Yeah.
But
Chris Slayton, Syracuse.
Haven't seen him.
He's good. He'll get drafted.
Okay.
Day three, he'll get drafted. Cortez Broughton, Cincinnati. Bad. I think he's terrible.
Okay.
I know our boy Jeff Risman likes him, but I think he's been one of the worst players here.
Wow.
Ricky Walker, Virginia Tech, speaking of worst players.
Okay, cool. You're just going to skip right over Kevin Wilkins.
Oh, sorry. Kevin Wilkins.
Yes.
Yes, and he gets drafted day three.
Yes,
100%. And he really seems like a good dude.
Yep, 100%.
Yeah, he seems a good dude. So I think teams are going to like the character too. Ricky Walker, haven't seen anything this week that makes me think he'll get drafted, but his tape is not bad. I know that. So based on here, I would say he's undraftable. Based on his tape, I'd say he's a day three pick. And I thought coming into the year, he was honestly going to have a big year. So he was a guy I would definitely have missed on. Matthew Betts, Laval.
I think he gets drafted.
You think he gets drafted?
Like seventh round,
this is going to be the most fascinating one. Because I've been a Betts believer, but I don't think he gets drafted. I think he has clear ability to rush the passer, but his traits are terrible. I mean, he has no length at all. He's not athletic. He's very much just a guy athletically. I don't see it.
What's I'm going to look this up. I got to look it up.
You looking up the other Canadian guy?
No, it's somebody from last year.
Oh. While you're looking that up, Keyshawn Johnson, absolutely 100%. We're moving to the West team now. 100% Keyshawn Johnson makes it, right? No question.
Joel Osman was the guy I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Did he get drafted?
He didn't get drafted, signed undrafted free agent with the Eagles, and he's been on the practice squad all year.
That's what I think.
But Osman is way stronger than
Betts. But that's what I think his Betts is. But yeah,
that's his best bet.
That's what I think.
Keyshawn Johnson,
100%.
100% makes it. Will he get drafted top 100? Ooh. Outside shot. It's a great receiver group. I don't know if he'll. Yeah, it's Tesswell. Ronquavion Tarver.
I'll say yes to that.
Okay. All right. Ronquavion Tarver.
What a name, dude.
Great name.
Ronquavion Tarver.
Great name. Not going to make it. He's way too stiff. And I don't think he's good enough in contested spots. I don't see it.
I don't know, man. I'm higher on him than you are.
Just because of his name, though.
No. I've seen some production this week.
What if his name was Ron Tarver?
No, I can't.
Change things.
No, but
you can't see this on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. But a light went out of his eyes. How dare you take a name like Ronquavion and change it to Ron?
Hey, my father's name is Ron. Calm down over
Listen.
There. No, I do think, but I really, yeah, I think I'm a little bit higher on him than you are.
Been decent here.
I feel like he's been way better than kind of what you're billing him as, but I don't know.
I don't know. I think he's super stiff. But, okay, so we disagree on Ronquavion, but not Ron. Brett Rippon. Yes.
Yeah,
he'll make it as a backup. Yeah. Nick Brossette.
Yes.
I think so, yeah. He'll make it as a backup. He's got to catch the ball really, really well in the combine and the drills and in his pro day, too.
Yeah.
Marcus McMarion.
He's making a practice squad.
I agree.
100%.
He'll make a practice squad. He'll be a very good scout team quarterback at the very least. John Duhart. I think he's been better than Ronquavion Tarver, except for the fact that he drops the ball too much.
Okay, great. So, no, he hasn't been better than him then.
Well, he's been better than him in other ways.
Cool. He can run versus air better.
Well, no.
What happens when the ball gets there?
He's good out of his breaks. He's good. But he's just not a great athlete either. So, I think he's got a shot at a practice squad. I think he's got a shot. You don't think so? No shot for John Duhart?
No, I guess.
Kendall Blanton, unbelievable body. The dude is just not very good.
He's making a practice squad.
Yeah.
They're putting him on a practice squad because of his body, for sure. Right.
Easton Stick.
No.
I agree. No. I don't think he makes a team.
No, I don't think so either.
I know a lot of people are going to be triggered about that, but it is what it is. We've been here, we've seen it, and they've been pretty. Sean Poindexter.
I think he has a shot, yeah.
No. He's big, he's long, but he doesn't make contested catches that well, and he's definitely not fast. I don't know what his trade is.
Maybe I'm remembering only the good moments of practice right now.
He hustles. I'll give him that. Divine Azigbo, for sure. 100%. This kid's a sleeper. My goodness. Cal Crabs was on him early, and he is good. We are very impressed with him. Darren Hall, Pitt.
Yep.
I think he can make it. Yeah. Yep. All Pitt running backs are good, in case you're just tuning into football for the first time. Cody Thompson.
Yes.
Toledo, absolutely a slot. His route today, oh my goodness.
The one where he was looking off the dude.
Outstanding. Unbelievable.
Like a no-look route.
Yeah.
That's thing, but...
Yeah, I just it is it kind thing. Of. Yeah, don't look...
No-look route.
Yeah, you got to sell your break with your eyes. Absolutely. Andrew Beck, Texas. You know what? This dude reminds me so much of Nick O'Leary. I said Nick O'Leary would never make a Final 53. Guess what? He's still floating around the league today. He's not good. Good at anything, but he's Jack Nicklaus' grandson, and...
I never knew that.
Don't...
Thank you for telling me that for the first time right now.
Yeah. Yeah, first time you've ever heard it.
Yacht-thickless.
Yacht-thickless, indeed. But, no, I think that he... Andrew Beck is exactly like that to me. Like, he looks like he should be a good blocker. He's got that, like, gritty kind of character, no, but he's not thick, really a good blocker.
For sure.
Yeah. I don't know. But I think he makes it anyway.
So he just looks the part of stuff.
I think he makes it.
Okay.
Makes no sense. But okay. Nick Linder, Indiana, have not seen enough.
Every offensive lineman on the West team is bad.
Brian Wallace will make a practice squad because his body's unbelievable from Arkansas. Keaton Sutherland will get a depth offensive line. Yeah, he's terrible. But they don't care.
I thought
about
Keaton
that
Sutherland time. Was like the only one that I would have even said.
He'll make a roster as a depth.
That was
guy,
it
I
though.
I think, yeah. That's it. Leonard Bonner, no. Jackson Barton, no chance. Alex Bookser, haven't seen it. Nobody else. Ryan Pope, I know.
Ryan Pope, maybe. I don't know.
He'll make a practice squad for his traits, maybe. But he's heavy-footed, like real heavy-footed.
A lot of these dudes. I was watching him go through just O-lineman drills.
Trey Pipkins will make a practice squad. The Sioux Falls kid. Ryan Pope won't. Trey Pipkins will. There's my prediction for the fight.
Either or.
We're going to listen back to this someday. Brody Oliver, Colorado. Colorado School Mines.
No.
I agree, no. But he has played well here, but I just don't think there's enough. Cano Dillon from Oregon. He's got a great frame, but I haven't seen
enough
of him.
Yeah, he does. I really have not either.
Probably.
He just hasn't had a lot of highlight plays this week, so I really don't know what to tell you.
Blaze Brown?
Yeah, 100%.
Yes, he'll make it. Yep. Kadar Holman from Toledo?
Man, he had a great practice on Wednesday.
He did. Donnie Lewis from Tulane, too. I think both of them have a shot. I'm going to say both of them have a shot. B.J. Blunt, McNeese State, 100%.
I will not slander B.J. Blunt on this
first
podcast.
First or second ballot Hall of Fame is my only question.
I think he is. Yeah, I think he at the very least could be a great special teams dude.
Here's his path
on your team.
He is crazy already. He's nuts. He's energetic. He's fired up. He hits like a load of bricks. Watch his tape. He just smashes people all over the field. Like, he's a beast. But he's small for a linebacker, makes it as special teams. Gets you a hat on game days. He can cover on third downs. He can blitz on third downs. He's a good sub-package guy. You take your fat linebackers off the field. You put him on the field.
I don't know how much game time he will ever get. But
10 snaps a game. Never anything more.
I would totally put him on my roster.
Absolutely. He's making a roster. I will tell you right now, B.J. Blunt will be on a final 53-man roster. Drew Lewis, Colorado. Honestly, you have not seen enough of him this week. Or Cody Barton from Utah. Haven't seen those guys.
Nope.
Jordan Wyatt from Southern Methodist had a decent little week.
He really did.
I think he makes it. I think
outside
makes
chance, it. I'd say. Yep.
Yeah. Adarius Pickett.
No.
No.
I haven't seen no.
It, no. Andrew Winger.
Also gonna say no. Yeah.
Maybe
he's
special
too
team.
Small. He's too small.
Yeah. Joe Dineen from Kansas. I have not seen him this week. Not gonna lie. I've really tried to bounce around.
He was
that
middle linebacker, dude. But no.
Very vocal. Really, I know that. I very vocal. But, like team in a drill. He was like. Chirping, talking to the defense.
Yeah.
Montre Hardage, yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, for sure.
He might be the best corner here. Sure. Tyree Kennel.
He's going to get a shot.
Yeah. He'll get a shot. He'll be on a team, but.
He's just all. Yeah. He's all athlete and no.
I don't even think he's that athletic. I really don't. He's pretty good size,
he's
though.
He's big. I don't. Yeah.
He'll make a team. Evan Worthington will make a team from Colorado. Traits are there for sure. 6'2", 210, and he made some nice plays today. He just needs polish. Dakota Dixon, make it?
Yes. Yeah, he does.
Practice squad, yeah. Marcus Jones, Angelo State.
He whooped up on a couple of the offensive linemen this week, but, like, the O-line is terrible, so I didn't really, like, see him whip up on them in ways that, like, make him a traitsy dude, so I'm going to say no.
I think practice squad. I think practice squad for Marcus Jones. Chris Peace from Virginia, haven't seen him at all.
I've not seen
him. Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Landis Durham, Texas A&M, no. He is a very James Harrison like type build.
But there's only one James Harrison.
He's well said. No reason to say anything more. Justin Hollins,
For sure,
he's athletic. He might be the highest drafted guy here, not because he's the best.
Get out of here! You think that?
Not because he's the best, just because if he tests the way I think he can with the way he looks, there's always those hybrid linebacker edge guys always go high. Hassan Reddick, Oren Burks last year, and like those guys with movement skills. Yeah, they can use him in a lot of versatile ways. He's got speed and bend too. He showed him pass rush. I think he's one that could end up surprising people with how high he goes. Derek Roberson from Sam Houston State.
He's getting drafted. He had a lot of people around him.
He'll get drafted late. Yeah, he's got an outside shot to make it, I think. The NFL is definitely very interested in him, whether that's interested in kind of vetting him and getting to know him and stuff, I don't know, but he definitely has some fans in the league. Don't know the special teams guys. Armon Watts from Arkansas.
Yes.
He'll be a seventh-round pick. Okay. And I think he'll make a team. He's tough. Dalen Mack for sure.
100%.
Daniel Wise for sure.
Super 100%.
Yeah. Daniel Wise is going to be in the top 100, I think. Chris Nelson.
He's all right.
From Texas. He's all right. Solid. Defensive line's deep in the NFL. Yeah. I don't know if he does anything well enough.
I think he's got a chance, though. We're talking, I guess.
I haven't seen any of his tape either, so I'll watch him there. Joel Van Pelt from Calgary.
No.
Is he the worst player here?
It's either him or one of the offensive linemen from the West.
One of them. Doesn't matter who. You
pick any of them.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There's our thoughts. Got everybody on the Senior Bowl rosters. There's a couple guys we hadn't seen. Shrine rosters. That's right. We'll do
this. Jumping the gun a little bit.
I am. I'm getting excited about Senior Bowl. Tomorrow we'll talk about Senior Bowl, preview our show that we'll be doing that week during Senior Bowl week after practices, but also talk about the Senior Bowl in the week of practices that'll be upcoming next week. We'll do that tomorrow with Cal and Joe during the Super Show. But until then, keep it locked right here on Locked On NFL Draft.